Help the poor as you would a foreigner and stranger, so they can continue to live among you. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 35.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled A Helping Hand, was written by Katara Patton and read by Tony Collier.
Leviticus chapter 25, verses 35 through 38. If any of your fellow Israelites become poor and are unable to support themselves among you, help them as you would a foreigner and stranger, so they can continue to live among you. Do not take interest or any profit from them, but fear your God, so that they may continue to live among you. You must not lend them money at interest or sell them food at a profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. A Helping Hand, written by Katara Patton. In the early 1900s, laws restricted Black people and immigrants in the United States from renting or buying property in Coronado, California. A Black man named Gus Thompson, who'd been born into slavery, had purchased land earlier and built a boarding home in Coronado before the discriminating laws were passed. In 1939, Gus rented to an Asian family and eventually sold the land to them. Nearly 85 years later, after selling the property, some members of the Asian family are donating their proceeds from the sale to help Black college students. They're also working to name a center at San Diego State University after Gus and his wife, Emma. Leviticus also speaks of what it means to treat others well. God instructed his people, "Help the poor as you would a foreigner and stranger, so they can continue to live among you." He instructed the people to treat each other well and fairly, especially those in need. Out of reverent fear for him, they were to help those who'd fallen on hard times and weren't able to take care of themselves. They were to treat them just as they would a foreigner and stranger, with hospitality and love. Gus Thompson and his wife helped a family that didn't look like them. In return, that family is blessing many other people. Let's extend God's compassion to those in need as he helps us reveal his love for them. Let's pray. Lord, fill our hearts with compassion to love and care for those in need, just as you have loved us. Help us to reflect your kindness and mercy so others may see your love through our actions. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. Who needs help in your community? How can you extend care to them?